Back here on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at the game KMAN if you have questions or comments. Tough weekend for K-State baseball. They lose 3 in Austin. You know, this is probably the only time I will say this, but it was nice having the Longhorn Network over the weekend to actually catch a little bit of the K-State baseball. I saw some of the games on Friday and Sunday, but first two ball games, they just got shut down by Texas's pitching. They have one of the best pitching staffs in the conference, certainly, and that showed through. K-State did not score the first two games. The one that stings, I think, you don't want to get swept on the road. They had a great opportunity to win the game yesterday. They had a couple of different leads and just were not quite able to have those stick. Texas rallied. They wind up winning that game 6-5. That's what's tough. If you're able to pick off that last game, take one at Texas, I think you feel okay about what you were able to do down there, but it's such a razor-thin line, you know, between success and failure, and that fortunately K-State comes up short.
I think that's the excuse me. I think that's the thing that you have to look at through the entirety of the conference season. Baseball is a little uniquely different that way than football and basketball. Obviously, there's a lot more games, and in this particular case, if you can win a series at home consistently and you can take a game and occasionally get a couple somewhere, right, you're going to certainly be in the mix, no doubt about that. But you mentioned those first two nights. They didn't. They got four hits in the first game against a guy whose season ERA in, 37 and a third is 0.7. Then the next night they get three hits with a guy who's given up 7 earned runs in 38 and two-thirds. But the thing, like you said, accurately so, that stings is they had a couple of chances to get one yesterday and let it slip away. So now they come back and go to Lincoln tomorrow night and then come home for TCU this weekend. And we hope we have good weather and good crowds because TCU is awfully good. Need to win a series there, yeah, and that's going to be tough.
That's a tough part of this whole deal. I mean, yeah. The Big 12 is just pretty relentless when it comes to teams like TCU and Texas Tech, who are going to be two of the next three series that K-State has. Both of those teams, you're talking top five, basically, teams, depending on where you have Texas Tech pegged right now, a series with Oklahoma State in between there. But, yeah, will not be easy this weekend against TCU. Nebraska, they're 12-10 right now as far as that game tomorrow is concerned. I haven't had a chance. I'm going to be doing the game. I haven't had too much of a chance to look terribly far into Nebraska yet. But by their standards, just seems so-so this point for Nebraska. So I would think that that game is winnable as well. You know, you just hope that there's a lot of young guys can play for this team. You know, they've relied so much on guys like Cam Thompson, now Will Brennan up at the top of the lineup. I think as those guys get more used to Big 12 pitching, hopefully some things come around there for K-State.
Good young talent in the program right now. You just got to continue to develop that and work through, you know, these tough series to start at Texas and then home against TCU. That's a pretty tough go.
It is. It definitely is. Coming up in hour two, we will hear from Jordan Willis at 525, K-State defensive end. He is preparing for the NFL draft. I got him not only to talk about where he expects to be drafted, but what he thinks of the K-State team that is starting spring practice this week. We'll talk a little spring football in hour two as well. But when we return, just touch a little bit more on the NCAA tournament frustration I think some K-State fans are feeling. If you want to voice your concerns, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 here on Wildcat Insider.